Welcome, Phoebe. Today we're going to approach an important topic from a slightly different angle. Phoebe, you said you wanted to talk about why you gave up sponsoring a child in Africa. That is indeed interesting, since we would think that people are encouraged to help rather than give up helping. So please tell us about your decision.
Well, I did not give up sponsoring. Actually, my sponsorship came to its natural end when the child I sponsored was no longer a child. It was time to give up when she became 20 and had started to study to become an accountant. And by no means have I given up helping. I only want to warn people who are planning to start sponsoring a child that it involves so much more than donating money, and that it is absolutely imperative not to give up sponsoring when the child still needs help. So, we are talking about a long-term commitment. I have now started to donate to an organization that helps a whole community, rather than just one individual, and given up the idea of having another long-standing commitment.
You said it was important not to give up while a child still needed help. Can you say a few words about the possible consequences?
Yes. It is, of course, devastating if a child has to give up going to school because they no longer can afford it. But I think the emotional consequences are even worse. Sponsoring a child does not only mean giving money, but becoming a part of the child's life. The child comes to look on you as a family member, awaits your letters, love, and encouragement. If you interrupt this, the child will feel inadequate because they will think that it is their fault that you no longer care. They will feel shattered. So all those people who want to start sponsoring a child should consider that it is a long-term financial and emotional commitment.
How long does a sponsorship usually last?
At least 15 years, I would say. I sponsored Naomi for 15 years.
That is indeed a long time, and it seems indeed to be more than just a financial commitment.
Yes, these children will be eager to communicate with you. They will wait for letters and photos, sometimes personal gifts, depending on which charity organization you are dealing with.
Obviously, sponsorship helps the sponsored children, so why did you give it up or decide not to sponsor another child? Was the emotional involvement too much for you?
No, I don't think it was. It was more that I became increasingly aware of the downsides of the system. It is not exactly what I would call fair. There are always other children who will feel left out, anxious, and jealous. So the whole thing becomes an emotional minefield. All this can be avoided if help is provided differently.
Yes, you mentioned that you're still donating.
Yes, I found an organization that uses the community approach. They help build and operate schools and provide clean drinking water and sanitation. There are no personal gifts, no envy, and all the children benefit equally.
But does that not mean a lack of emotion and involvement?
Well, it could mean that, but the sponsorship is not done away with totally. You can still have correspondence with a child if you feel you are up to it. But you have to bear in mind it is a long-term commitment, and the child will not be happy just to receive a greeting card. With this organization, you have a choice, and I find it much fairer to the whole community involved.
So, what is your advice for people who want to help?
I would advise everybody to look carefully into the organization they are getting involved with, and also think hard about how much commitment they can put into sponsorship. It can be an enormously rewarding experience, but you have to bear in mind that it is not important what you get out of it, but what benefits the children, and eventually the whole community, the most.